songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. That's Nikki and the Roommates, comprised of Nikki Rue, Rich Rue, John Olson, and Jimmy T. They express some of America's great musical past through voice, guitar, and songwriting in their interpretations of classic female blues tunes. 60s-like electric guitar sounds and thoughtful, dreamy, sultry, unguarded lyrics. Don't you just love CD liner notes? Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and this is Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls. And boy, do we have a show tonight. We have a new CD to debut. We have a new artist, two new artists, one from outstate, one from in-state, and just a lot of fun. We've got some beer news, and what more could you ask for? That was Apple Tree, of course, by Nikki and the Roommates. Well, I received a CD in the mail this week, and I smiled from ear to ear because it's Dave Cafel's new CD titled A Thousand Shades of Blue. And this CD includes traditional blues while exploring and expanding the boundaries of the term. Dave has an amalgam of influences all the way from Muddy Waters to Harry Chapin. Dave typically performs more than 250 shows a year, including here in Thief River Falls, in theaters and libraries and festivals, listening rooms, and private homes. You can find him at davecofell.com. That's COFELL. And here's the title song from A Thousand Shades of Blue. ¶¶
I hear the clock tick by my bed, the scattered record books I've read, in this room I painted blue. I'm feeling old and much too down to spend the night out on the town. I see you with your blue dress on. I blink my eyes and you are gone. The eye plays tricks within its sight, making even the darkest night a thousand shades of. The dusty windows of my mind, and all I see is you. I turn the pages, I see the words, reminding me of things I've heard, echoing. Best ones we wrote right in this bed. Light grows dim, but still I see your favorite color endlessly, a thousand shades of. Friends that came, the ones that went, things I thought I knew, glimpsed from on the page I'm on. I turn another and it's gone. Love lasts forever, so we're told. Why does the end have to be so cold? It isn't like these books I've read, these tattered leaves around my bed, this room I paint. Blue.
Thousand Shades of Blue, Dave Coffell. Beautiful song. And we're going to do another tune by Dave later because that's what we like to do when we debut a CD here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, a gentleman from Windham, Minnesota. And he's very active down in that area. Originally from Mountain Lake. His name is Bruce Bolt. And he's also the president of Prairie Wind Folk Music and Bluegrass Association. This is off his I Ain't No Goat CD, and it's titled Rusty Old Mailbox.
A rusty old mailbox lying in the ditch, all crumpled and battered, too beat up to fix. No mail was scattered, just lies that are gone, like leaves they have fallen and blown across the lawn. Once it was shiny, once it was white, with a flag that shone all red and bright. The news it received brought smile and tear, the letters from Korea, both joy and fear. Memories and dreams, hopes and schemes, all rumpled and crumpled by time. All rumpled and crumpled by time. It survived many a snowplow and each winter storm. Invitations and announcements kept hearts nice and warm. Christmas cards and presents, and once a broken mirror, and the letters from Vietnam brought joy and fear. Memories and dreams, hopes and schemes, all rumpled and crumpled by time. All rumpled and crumpled by time. Memories and dreams, hopes and schemes, all rumpled and crumpled by time. All rumpled and crumpled by time. But now the house is all empty and the barn's fallen down. The people have scattered and moved into town. Now the mail comes to their new door and life's not so clear, but the letters from Iraq still bring joy and fear. Memories and dreams, hopes and schemes, all rumpled and crumpled by time. All rumpled and crumpled by time. A rusty old mailbox lying in the ditch, all crumpled and battered, too beat up to fix.
Imagine there's a crumpled Bud Light 12-pack carton down there in the ditch, too. We see plenty of those around. You know, I think Budweiser should clean those up. That was, of course, Bruce Bolt from Mountain Lake, Minnesota, now living in Windham. And we'd like to say hi to all of our listeners down at KKWE Radio out of Callaway. When I'm driving now 59, I see the sign there by that old elementary school. And we really appreciate your replaying our show every Saturday at 1 p.m. And for you folks down that way, you know this next artist. His name is Eddie Kidd. He was raised in the mountains of Montana and now calls Park Rapids home. His songwriting creates colors of music that are constantly changing. A pro stage performer at the age of 12, Eddie realized a vision of art drawn by rhythms and vocal melody. As a drummer and vocalist, this talent led to writing songs in just about every genre of music. So here's Eddie Kidd with a tune titled All of Everything on MHB.
Love is a drug, elusive and strong. Well, it can tie you up, string you along. Love can break you up, fill you with doubt. Love creates a world we cannot live without. Love is a hope when there's nothing left. Love can leave you burnt, a hopeless wreck. Love as a rule, a door shut to reopen, measured by its strength. It may be bent or broken, but love is not pleasure in pain. Love is all of everything. That's the ways of love, all of everything in one. Love is all, love will lead you, bring you, take you, make you, break you, help you say. Love is all, all, love is all of everything in one. Love is the innocence within a child's eyes, for a world yet to see, hidden by disguise. Love is the anchor it holds here at bay, for lives in distress who wish to sail away. Was love meant for anything but a test of faith, a passion, a pain? This is how I see love. It's all of everything in one. Love is all, love will lead you, bring you, take you, make you, break you, help you say. Love is all, love is, it's all of everything. Love is the innocence within a child's eyes, for this world yet to see, we've hidden by disguise. Was love meant for anything? Just a test of faith, of passion, of pain? This is how I see love, and it's all of everything in one. And it leads you, it takes you, it bends you, to break you and help you say. Love is all, love is, it's all of everything in one. Whoa, love is all of everything, all of everything, all of everything. Love is all of everything, all of everything, all of everything. Love is all of everything, love is all of everything in one.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, from Eddie Kidd to Blind Joe, he appeared on The Voice, and I think he finished pretty high in the top 10 a year ago, maybe the year before. And I don't know why it took me so long to get his music, but I finally reached out to him, and he sent me a few songs. And I was going to feature as our outstate artist of the evening, and then Joe tells me he now lives in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. So he's originally from the Kindred, North Dakota area, and plays around this area. I know he plays out at the bar in Goodridge, just 17 miles to the east. And he also wrote a theme song for the NDSU Bison titled Horns Up. He calls himself a rowdy, nonstop rebel soul, as infectious as a night of Jack Daniels and a few Hank Williams songs on the jukebox. He's opened for such luminaries as David Allan Coe, Craig Morgan, John Anderson, James Otto, Buddy Guy, Brett Michaels of Poison, Colin Ray, and many more. And in case you're wondering, yes, he's really blind. Joe tells me that he is, that's right, living in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Here's Blind Joe with People Like Me. Thank you, Blind Joe, for that fine tune. Forget what Joe's got a last name that's long, starts with a B. Yeah, I'll look it up and share it with you here in a little bit. But he just goes by the moniker Blind Joe. I really, when I first heard him on The Voice, I thought he might even go higher than he did. But not all of his performances were, everyone's uneven on there. And, but he impressed a lot of people. And I think, obviously, just being on there is great publicity. So Joe's career has really taken off since then. So thank you again, Joe, for those fine songs. We'll be playing them through the weeks to come here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, I got a thing for this group. They're called the Bones of Griff. Just love their sound. Love the production on the CD. It was done several years ago probably now, and I have no idea if the band is even performing. But here's a song called Velvet Lines off of that CD of theirs. I think it's self-titled CD. And they named the project The Bones of Griff after a departed favorite family dog. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
The past. astray. A new motorcycle, it only comes round to draw.
Just because we're sleeping.
She was raised by parents who actually met in a band. Well, that's happened before. After her family moved to a small town in rural Minnesota, she began playing guitar and writing songs. Now in her 20s, she's back in Minneapolis and draws inspiration from artists such as Brady, I think that's Brandy Carlile, Stevie Wonder, Lizzie, and Ryan Adams. She's recorded a full-length CD, Oil and Water, back in 2013, and that song is from there. It's titled Choke, and that was Faith Boblett.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, I've been remiss in not mentioning something that's really, really quite local, or relatively speaking. There's a couple of new concerns making alcoholic spirits up in the Hallock, Minnesota area. And this is from an article in the Grand Forks Herald published back in January. And again, my apologies. Residents of Hallock, Minnesota can already boast that their corner of Northwest Minnesota is home to a distillery that distributes spirits across the country, but soon they'll have a brewery, well, it's already up and running, to call their own as well. Four relatives are renovating an old service station along the city's main strip into a brewery that they've called Revelation Ale Works. They're raising funds and starting work on the roughly 75-year-old building with plans to open later this year. Well, they're already open, and I got to get up that way. I just don't get up to Hallock very often. The closest I come is my son-in-law's hunting land, which is by Lake Brunson, and I'm within 12 miles or something there. The owners, husband and wife Ryan and Lindsay Evenson, along with Ryan's brother Josh and his wife Ashley, hope that this brewery can help boost downtown traffic to Hallock, a city of roughly 950 residents. That's about 70 miles north of Grand Forks. According to Lindsay, there are a lot of people in town who wanted to see this become a cafe or something like that. They didn't want to see it go. It's really kind of a local landmark kind of place. And outside of Hallock is another alcoholic concern, Far North Spirits, a distillery that began operating within the past few years. That business produces spirits from grains grown on its farm. And Lindsay Evenson pointed to the distillery, local hotels, and a food cart operator as evidence of the city's brewing potential. We want to make Hallock a destination. We're really kind of a hip community up here. I never thought of Hallock as being hip, but why not? Mayor Paul Clay echoed these sentiments, adding he hoped the business would draw tourists to the area. And that's a lot more to the article, but we just wish them a whole lot of luck. I got to get up there and try some of that beer from the Revelation Ale Works. Well, up next, my vote for the zaniest Minnesota group out there. They're called Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra. I think they're from down around the St. Peter area. And Eli Hain is the leading force behind this group. Here's one of their songs off their last CD titled Elephants at My Circus. You're listening to Homebrew.
I've got apples in my orchard, all than I have sun. And there's apples in my orchard. Look out and you hear us picking some. Well, there's elephants at my circus. You can see them in the tree. There's elephants at my circus. Can you hear the calliope?
Yeah, elephants at my circus. Wonder if the circus is in Eli's head only. I'd love to hear that group in person. Well, he came from Austin, Texas, now lives in Burnsville, Minnesota. His name is Matt James, and he latched onto the drums after hearing Neil Peart of Rush. He picked up other instruments and studied music at UW La Crosse. Matt has released one CD titled Gunfighters, from which this song comes. It's titled 40 Eyes. Sure to appreciate your tuning in to Minnesota Homebrew. We still got about 18 minutes of music left. Stick around.
I will fall asleep, and I will dream a dream. I will dream I'm wide awake, and you are here with me. Stare and plan to see.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, she deserves a very good introduction. She's new to Minnesota Homebrew. She's outstate from over in North Dakota, but as you know, we feature artists from bordering states, which includes Michigan, because for you people who aren't aware, Michigan is only about 18 miles from Minnesota. What do you say, 18 miles? Yes, Grand Isle. Or Royal Isle. Isle Royale. There we go. Way up in the North Shore. Belongs to Michigan. So Michigan's only 18 miles away. Back to our artist. Lexi Wyman is an 18-year-old North Dakota native who's been singing and writing songs since the age of 7, influenced by her love of country music and life on the farm in Newburgh. Picking up the guitar at age 12, she began to follow a path that led to a strong commitment to songwriting by the time she was 14. Soon after that, in August 2012, she attended the Big Sky Songwriters Festival, where she was coached and mentored by some of the biggest and most influential songwriters in country and pop music. Attending again in December 2013, it had become apparent to the mentors that she was quickly developing as a songwriter artist, and the decision to take the next step and record her music was made. Here's Lexi Wyman with Drink for Two on Homebrew.
So you know how the story goes. You fall in love and then somebody breaks your heart again, and I know
two.
Yeah, they can drink for two.
Lexi Wyman. We're going to play a lot more songs by that talented young lady through the months here on Minnesota Homebrew and for you folks down around Callaway. And you'll also hear it down there on KKWE. And if you're outside the listening area, you can hear us on RadioNorthland.org. Just click on there and then look for the words on the far right, listen live. Click and you'll bring up our show and all the great shows here on Pioneer 90.1. And we'd appreciate it if you'd visit the Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page, like us, and check out news and click on the About button, and you can learn how you can submit your original tunes to this show, because our motto is you send it, we'll play it. You can't get a better deal anywhere else. Well, here's another tune from Dave Cafel's new CD. This one's titled Anything You Want on Minnesota Homebrew.
You got everything you want. Oh no. You got everything you need. Oh no. You gotta keep it under your thumb. When it all goes to hell, you just play dumb. Oh no. Oh yeah. You got it good, Lord, you got it bad. You got it any way you want. You got it good, Lord, you got it bad. You got it any way you want. You got the whole world in your pocket. The way you grow, you know you're gonna rock it. Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah. You never cared for me. Oh no. You never cared for me. Oh yeah. Well, I'm the kind that you despise. I can see right through your lies. Oh yeah. Oh no. You're gonna drive right off that cliff. Oh no. You're gonna drive right off that cliff. Oh no. You're gonna drive right off that cliff. When you do, I'll just take the fifth. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
You got it good, Lord, you got it bad. You got it and the way you want. You got it good, Lord, you got it bad. You got it and the way you want. You got the whole world in your pocket. The way you roll, you know you're gonna rock. You got the whole world in your pocket. The way you roll, you know you're gonna rock it. Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Been out here before. Feel I wanna be. I know better, but I know there are plenty worse. I'm the picture of you by the maple tree. It's a blessing, but of late it's been my curse.
Of three philosophy professors and one music professor who met while teaching at Carleton and St. Olaf Colleges in Northfield, Minnesota. Their self-produced debut album, Minimally Decent People, was released in 2014. I have a inkling they may have a new CD out. I'll have to check that out. They're the Counterfactuals. Hey, I'd like to say a late but very sincere hello to my grandchildren, Odin, Oswin, and Olivia, who are listening tonight right here in Thief River Falls. I love you kids. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And thanks for listening. Well, we don't have a lot of time tonight. We're going to end up with a guy who left Prior Lake, Minnesota, moved to New York City where he still lives. And he quickly found a home in the anti-folk scene of Lower East Side, which gave rise to such stars as Regina Spektor and Kimya Dawson. Eddie folk is defined as a music genre that seeks to subvert the earnestness of politically charged 60s folk music. In other words, music oozing with insincerity. Here's Carl Creighton with Fire in the Ward. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.